The problem is growing as some of the earlier shared services to have gotten up and running, like payroll, begin to show their age. Currently, there are 4 such providers run by the Departments of Interior, Agriculture, Defense, and the General Services Administration, each of which are funded by per-employee fees charged to the agencies who use their services. Mark Rieger is the Deputy Controller in the Office of Management and Budget.
This was one of the real lessons learned out of the consolidation of payroll providers is it runs real well and you can keep operating costs down on the sort of maintenance activities, but nobody wants to contribute enough to actually build up the fund that you need to do the systems replacements. And there is currently this year a discussion going on at OMB with groups like payroll among the HR line of business, the FM line of business, and the other ones, the grant line of business, about a strategic change of the long-term strategic vision of how you replace, how you have funds to do those things.
Rieger says one of the problems agencies are grappling with is that many of the funding arrangements agencies have with their shared services providers under the Economy Act or through working capital funds impose caps, which complicate the process of building up large capital reserves needed to pay for large system upgrades.
And so there is a discussion ongoing about needing to do something fairly soon, I mean in the next 2 budget cycles, to try to address a way of organizing that activity and deal with both governance of the whole activity, but then how do you create possibilities. There are a couple of funds already existing in the federal government, one in GSA, that agencies can actually tap for certain modernization efforts. The question is how do we build one, where do we do that, how do you govern it, how do you keep some controls around it, but there are groups actively at least thinking that through.
And more broadly, OMB wants all agencies to do a lot more thinking through about the current state of their business systems and the path toward modernizing them. Tony Scott, the new federal chief information officer, says OMB will soon be asking agencies to create situational assessments of the technology systems across various functional areas of the government.
Information systems are no different than any other sort of large investment that you'd make in infrastructure. They're like bridges and buildings and all those other things, in that they have a useful life. And there are things that you know about them, which is, you know, they don't usually get better with age, like buildings and other things. And there are things that you have to do to sustain them. So one of the things we're going to encourage is a situational assessment of the systems that are in each of the functions of the federal government. We're going to ask people to look at and make some assessment of what the useful life of those things are. And then we're going to ask some questions about what's your strategy for maintaining, replacing, upgrading, consolidating, you know, whatever it happens to be with respect to those information assets. You would do that with buildings, you do that with any other kind of infrastructure. It makes sense to do it for IT. And then we're going to have a set of choices.
But Scott suggested that, at least initially, the assessments won't be used by OMB to mandate that agencies update their technology systems. Mostly, it wants agency decision makers beyond the CIO's office to have better information about where their systems stand. Scott, who formerly served in top technology posts at VMware, Microsoft, Disney, and General Motors, says he used a similar process in the private sector.
As I've done this in private industry, you know, the first reaction I got from the CFO was, I don't know if I want to know that, because, you know, now there's going to be a demand for a lot more money to go replace these things and so on. And my advice was, having done it a few times, relax. Doesn't mean you have to do anything. But what it means is you've got the information now to make some priority kinds of decisions around where we're going to spend money and those kinds of things. You don't have to do anything.
But Scott says more often than not, making the initial decision to commit some upfront investment money to upgrade and replace legacy systems winds up yielding more savings than decision makers ever expected at the outset.
We rode the Moore's Law curve and, you know, some of the other things got 2x or 4x for the dollar we were spending by replacing some of the old technology. And so my pitch is there can be a real financial benefit to doing this done the right way and with the right priority. And it just makes sense. Ignoring it is not a good strategy. One where the chickens do come home to roost at some point. Payroll is probably the single most important application in any institution. You know, you don't want to miss payroll. You don't want to not pay people. It's just a bad idea.
The goal of a tighter partnership between CIOs and CFOs to gather and use information to help improve agency management was also highlighted in OMB's new draft guidance implementing the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act. Rieger says the administration wants to make maximum use of that new law to break down information silos between C-suite organizations within agencies. He says in cases in which agencies have managed to do that already, it's created real-world benefits.
I don't know how many people in the room know that until 2012, the federal government did not have a property inventory. In 2012, we, working in a technological way that the IT departments and the agencies and the CIOs helped us do, we published the first inventory of federal property. So now OFFM has this policy of freeze, measure, reduce. In the first 2 years, just trying to do that annually so that people get in a discipline and we can see how to do it, we've dropped 21 million square feet. I mean, and that happened not because of anything we did, it happened because of you. Once you started having that data, to be honest, a lot of CFOs managing their budget went to the property managers and said, what is this property sitting in here that's a giant warehouse that's costing me a bundle to run that you said was excess? It's harnessing that information and using it in all these disciplines that starts to make a difference.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.